Okay, so obviously covering what is covered, and then making sure you add whatever the other, you know, states you're in that is, you know, it could be, for example, ethnicity. I've seen it's in, if you look at the update paper where I'm talking about trends, and I talk about different discrimination laws state to state, there's a list of, you know, some of the different types of discriminatory protected classes that arise for being a parent. So checking and making sure, and you've incorporated all those into your policy. Now, make it clear that under your harassment policy, and this is for your harassment policy, I didn't make that transition. Make it clear that the harassment policy applies not just to harassing conduct by employees of the company, but also to harassing conduct by customers or by vendors, because they are also capable of engaging in conduct that creates an unlawfully hostile work environment. And an employer has an obligation to take action to protect employees against discrimination from those third parties. Now that the obligation may be slightly different because obviously you can't fire them, but you can address it and taking reasonable steps. So make sure that your policy is clear that that covers this as well. And report your discrimination or report your harassment to human resources. And if that's too tricky because you need to have another source, then make sure you're listing top level managers. There's nothing wrong with the policy that says report harassment to your manager or to any supervisor. That's fine. I don't like them because, once again, you get a lot of very junior supervisors who do not have the training. They don't have the experience. They don't know how to handle these things yet. They haven't been through this much training to understand that they're dealing with a time bomb when they get these reports, and they sit on them for a few weeks and then maybe get around to it. And by that time, you've lost your defense, because there are defenses that may be available to a harassment lawsuit if the company investigates and takes prompt and appropriate remedial action. And that doesn't mean when they get around to it. I mean, it means prompt. So making sure that you designate only that layer of management, in addition to human resources, that has been trained and understands that any casual communication of a complaint that sounds like it might be harassment related is immediately addressed with HR so that an investigation can take place. You also need to make sure that you're training all managers and all supervisors that if they hear of it, if they smell of it, if they get it through a rumor, they have got to be telling HR immediately, because otherwise we've lost that defense. And saying, well, they're not my employee, I don't have to deal with it, that's not going to cut it, because once they hear about it, the company's heard about it, that triggers the obligation. So saying, well, they'll tell HR when they get around to it. And I see that so often. A manager will say, well, you really ought to report that. Okay, they just did. If they told you, then it's reported. Now, they may not have done it officially, and they may say, oh, no, it's fine. Really, I got it covered. That doesn't matter. They've reported it. And that triggers the company's obligation to investigate, or the defense is lost. So it's critical that that be part of your training for all managers and supervisors to understand that that is a ball that just cannot be dropped. And frankly, they're all better off to, as soon as they get wind of it, to take that sucker and throw it your direction as hard and as fast as they can and run for it. Because it's not something they want to mess with. It's really only for people that have the stomach to handle it and know what they're doing, because otherwise they could step right in the middle of it, and they're just not pretty. Okay, other things to put in a harassment policy: don't encourage them to confront the harasser, personal opinion, but here's what happens. They will say, and this I think is true, I didn't report it because I wasn't comfortable telling my supervisor to stop. Well, okay, you say, well, they didn't report it then. Well, they did, you know. Or maybe they had a good reason, and you don't get the defense if the employee can have a good reason that the jury says, well, I can understand why they didn't, you know. And lots of victims aren't comfortable telling their supervisor if the supervisor is the person who is being offensive. So putting that in there is a problem. just because from a victim mentality, somebody who is victimized may legitimately not feel comfortable doing it and may feel guilty that they're not comfortable. So even if you say, if you're not comfortable with it, that's fine, come to HR. That doesn't cut it, because then they're going to say, well, I felt like that that's what they wanted me to do, but I didn't comfortable doing it. So I didn't feel like I could go to HR yet. Don't put it in there. You're setting yourself up to make your defense harder. Just take it out. Anybody who feels comfortable telling the supervisor to get his hands off of her backside is just going to say, touch me again, and we're going to have a visit with HR. if they don't feel comfortable saying that, then, you know, putting that in your policy is only going to make them feel guilty, potentially. So I just take it out. I don't think it serves any purpose. Because those of us who are up in your face, don't do that, are going to say it. So telling them that confronting the harassers is not a report. Now, that's my personal favorite, because a lot of times what happens is the opposite. They'll say, oh, I did report it. I told him to stop. Well, in a he said, she said, he's going to say, well, she never told me to stop because I never did anything. So, no, she didn't tell me to stop because I never did anything to stop. And she's going to say, oh, no, I told him to stop. I was very clear that this was offensive and he should never do it again. Okay, well, now you don't have summary judgment because you have a fact question. You know, which is it? I don't know. Some jury's going to have to, you know, pull that apart. So put in the policy that if telling the harasser, if the harasser is somebody you can report harassment to, just telling the harasser isn't going to work, because we can't, as a company, be sure that the harasser will self-report your concerns.